Chapter 11. Magwitch's Story. I did not want my neighbours to talk about my visitor, so I decided to tell them that he was my uncle. There was a doorman at the entrance to my apartment building, and I went to talk to him first. It was so early that it was still dark, and I fell over a man on the stairs who quickly ran away. I wondered if he had followed my visitor last night. I asked the doorman if many people had come into the building that night.
"It was a wild night," the doorman said, "and there weren't many people about. There were two or three people who live here, and then the man who wanted to see you."
"My uncle," I said.
"And the man with him."
"There was a man with him?"
"Well, not with him," said the doorman, "but he came in just after your uncle."
So someone was following my prisoner. I went back to my apartment, lit the fire, and got dressed. Soon the bedroom door opened and he came out. I did not want to look at him. "I don't know what to call you," I told him as he sat at the breakfast table. "I'm telling people that you're my uncle."
"That's good, my boy. Call me uncle."
"And your name?"
"Magwitch."
"When you came in the building last night, was there anyone with you?"
"No, but I think someone came in just after me."
He stood up again and took both of my hands. I did not want to touch him. Then he pulled some papers out of his pocket and put them on the table.
"There's a lot of money in these papers, Pip. I've come to England to see you spend it like a gentleman. I want you to be a better gentleman than those judges and lawyers who sent me to Australia."
"Stop," I said. "I don't know what to do. How are we to keep you safe? What if someone recognises you?"
"Nobody will recognise me. It's been a long time, and I look very different."
"But how long are you staying?"
"How long? I'm not going back."
"Where are you going to live?"
"Well, what do you think, my boy?"
"My friend Herbert is coming back in a few days, and I must tell him about you," I explained. "I'll discuss it with him." I told him to stay in the apartment until I came back. I went out to find better clothes for him and to get colour for his hair so that he looked different. I also found him some rooms in a different building. He could move there when Herbert returned from France. Then I went to see Jaggers. Jaggers stood up as soon as I came into his office.
"Be careful what you say, Pip," he said. "I don't want to know anything, you understand?"
I could see he knew that Magwitch had come to my apartment. "I only want to know if my information is correct," I said. "Is my benefactor called Magwitch?"
"That's the man," said Jaggers. "He lives in Australia, you know."
"Is he the only person who's given me money? I know you're not responsible for what I thought, but I always believed it was Miss Havisham."
"He's the only one," said Jaggers. "I never mentioned Miss Havisham to you. I've been very careful to tell the truth."
We shook hands and I left his office. I went back to my apartment and found Magwitch smoking his pipe. He put on his new clothes, but he still looked like a prisoner. He even walked as if he had shackles on his legs, and his manners were those of a prisoner too. He ate with his fingers and a pocket knife. For 5 days I had to live with this terrible man. He smoked and looked at the fire and played cards by himself. Then, one evening after dinner, I heard Herbert climbing the stairs. Magwitch, who had been asleep, woke up and his knife was suddenly open in his hand. I opened the door. Herbert, I said, something very strange has happened. I've got a visitor. Magwitch stood up and looked at Herbert.
Swear to me that you'll keep my secret, he said.
Do it, I told Herbert, who was amazed, but swore to keep the secret. Then Magwitch shook his hand. Magwitch, Herbert and I sat by the fire, and I explained everything to Herbert. Then Magwitch spoke to Herbert.
Well, Pip's friend, I'm afraid I've been very depressed since I got back to England. But don't worry about that. I'm making Pip into a gentleman. And I will try to be a gentleman too. I don't want to make things difficult for you.
I took Magwitch to his new rooms and returned to Herbert, who hugged me warmly. What's to be done? I asked him, throwing myself into a chair. I'm so ashamed that I've been taking money from a criminal. Herbert put his hands to his head. I can't think, he said. He wants to spend more money on me, I said. He must be stopped. I can't take any more money from him. But I already owe him so much. I'm in debt and I've got no job. I'll have to become a soldier. No, Pip, said Herbert. Perhaps I can get you a job at Clarica's. He did not know, of course, whose money had paid for his job there. There's another thing, added Herbert. He has come here, despite the great danger, because he wants to see you as a gentleman. If you reject him, he'll be even more depressed and maybe kill himself. We must get him out of the country before you tell him that you can't take any more money. He won't want to go, but if you go with him, he may agree. You're right, I said, but I also want to know about his history and why he was in prison. He's coming here to have breakfast with us in the morning. I'll ask him then. The next morning, we watched Magwitch eat his breakfast with his pocket knife and fingers while he talked about his plans for me. When he had finished, he cleaned his knife on his trousers and I asked him a question. The last time I saw you was on the marshes. We'd like to know why you were sent to the prison ships.
It's a long story, he said. I don't remember my parents. As a boy, I had only the food that I stole, so I was in and out of prison all the time. When I got older, I had a lot of different jobs, but never made any money. Then, one day, about 20 years ago, I met a man called Compeyson. He was a gentleman, dressed in fine clothes. He saw that I needed work, so he asked me to help him. Compeyson tricked people and forged money, and he needed other people to do the dirty work for him. Compeyson worked with another man, Arthur. They had made a lot of money 5 years earlier by tricking a rich lady, but they had spent it all. Arthur was sick, and not long after I met him, he died. I worked with Compeyson for 4 or 5 years, and I did all the work while he took the money. Then we were both arrested for forging money. In court, Compeyson swore that it was all my idea and that I had made him work for me. He talked well because he was a gentleman and he got 7 years in prison. Jaggers did his best for me, but despite that, I got 14 years. When I escaped from the prison ship, I found out from you that Compeyson was also on the marshes. I fought him because I didn't want him to escape. Then I was sent to Australia. I don't know where Compeyson is now. I've never heard from him since. Herbert was writing in a notebook, which he then passed to me secretly.
Miss Havisham's brother was called Arthur. Compeyson was the bridegroom who tricked her and didn't marry her.
I closed the book and nodded to Herbert. Neither of us spoke, and we watched Magwitch smoking his pipe by the fire.